share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It has been a year since the first Movement Control Order, MCO, was implemented, but there are still people out there who do not know how to follow the SOPs properly. Nowadays, when going out, wearing face masks, practicing social distancing and sanitizing your hands often should be a must already, but some people are still being complacent and do not care about the health and safety of themselves and the people around them. The other day when I was about to scan the MySagittara code and enter a bank, a random man just passed me by and headed inside the bank without scanning the MySagittara code or writing down his details manually. It was during the MCO period and there was no security or any authorities around to take actions. Photo for illustration purposes only. I stood there in shock. Is this allowed? What should I do? Confront him? Just let it be? How can someone not follow the SOPs and get away with it? Seems like after almost a year of the pandemic, some people still do not have the awareness to record their details before entering any premises. When buying food at supermarkets, some people still do not know how to practice social distancing. Even with the stickers on the floor for people to take note of the physical distance when queuing, some people still ignore it. And you will be surprised that those who do not follow the rules are mostly adults, or as what the internet likes to call, the female and male Karens. If you know the SOPs are there and still choose to ignore them, then you should probably reflect on yourself, because even children can follow SOPs and protect themselves and the people around them better than you do. But what really leaves me speechless, is none other than when some people do not know how to wear their face masks properly. I have so many questions for those who wear their face masks without covering their noses. What is going on inside their heads? If you are wearing a face mask without covering your nose, isn't it better if you just take your whole mask off? When you are wearing face masks, please make sure both your mouth and nose are fully covered. If we all have common sense and adhere to the SOPs strictly, perhaps we can help flatten the COVID-19 curve and get the country recovered from this deadly virus soon. I sometimes feel unfair that some people out there are violating the SOPs but can happily get away with it, no matter how many times the authorities and the media have reminded the public of it. Although the COVID-19 vaccine has arrived in Malaysia and many of us will soon be vaccinated, that still doesn't mean that the pandemic is over already. Even after getting vaccinated, wearing face masks, practicing social distancing and other SOPs should continue to be followed. We are all in this together. So please, let's just continue fighting against the COVID-19 virus by doing what we must do, stay home, wear our face masks properly, scan MySagittara or manually record your details before entering a premise, practice social distancing and sanitize ourselves frequently. Also read, Women's Day is once a year but women feel unsafe in public everyday source. The Sun Daily Source. Unsplash, Kelly Sakima. Source. Twitter, Philodine. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.